بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهنا كده جسد الزيوة التي تكتور قمعان بلعيد and forget and the evil, and then one does opposite to that himself. The great warnings that are mentioned in the hadith with regard to that, in the Quran Sharif, we read that the two ayats of the Quran Sharif, in fact three ayats, where this is totally prohibited, and the great harms of it have been mentioned in there. Now with regard to that, further the explanation that is given, even though these verses were revealed regarding the Jews, Muslims are reminded not to commit the same error made by them. All this is referred to the Jews, and they committed these sins of commanding the right and then doing the wrong, and forbidding the wrong and then doing opposite to that. So that was mentioned for the Jews, but Allah mentioned it in the Quran Sharif, so that we as Muslims, we can take lesson. And may Allah Ta'ala guide us and help us, and that we do not fall in the same error as what the Jews have fallen. They should practice what they preach, because one who does not do so is like a candle that provides light for the benefit of others, but burns itself out. A person, whatever he preaches, whatever he says, he should practice also accordingly. If he does not so, if he does not do so, then a beautiful example is given, like a candle that burns and it gives light to everyone around it, but itself is burning itself out. Very soon you see there is no candle left. The candle is completely finished. So like that, a person who tells other people about right and to stops them from wrong, but he himself does the opposite, then he is also like that candle, is burning himself out. So therefore there is a great warning with regard to that. However, even if one does not practice, one should still enjoin good and forbid evil. There is also an important point. It is very wrong that a person commands the right and he does the wrong. But on the other hand, not commanding the right, in any case, that is also a wrong. If a person commands the right and he does the opposite to that, then he is guilty of two sins. And if he does not command the right and he does the wrong, then he is guilty of an additional sin, that is, he did not command the right, which is a duty also on every individual. It isn't only on the ulama or the tabligh jamaat or somebody, but it is a duty on everyone that wherever we see any wrong, we should tell the person in a suitable way and correct that wrong and make it right. And if we don't do that, then we are guilty of that sin as well. One should enjoin good and forbid evil, because abandoning this constitutes a double sin. Then a person will be guilty of two sins. One is not commanding the right, and the other is doing the wrong also. So there will be two sins. It's just like a father, for example, is a smoker, and he doesn't tell his son that you should not smoke. So smoking is also one sin, and not telling his son is another sin. Though he is smoking, it will really have effect when he stops smoking, and then he advises his son. But in any case, it is still his duty to advise his son. If a person is not making namaz, he must still tell others to make namaz. That is also a duty upon him. And the right thing is, he should make namaz himself also, and tell others also to make namaz. In addition, when one advises others, one should desire one's own reformation. And the actual object of telling others also is that one should be one's own reformation. Because whenever a person speaks, his own ears are the closest to his tongue, to his lips. As now we are speaking, the person who is speaking, his ears are the closest to his lips. Other people listen afterwards. So if you will command the right, you will be You will be doing the duty of advising yourself also, that you should not do the wrong, you should do the right, etc. So there are two things, one is commanding the right and one is practicing the right. And both we are responsible for. And in any case, if a person is not practicing, he is still responsible for commanding the right. May Allah give us our, the understanding of our deen and the tawfiq to practice upon our deen fully and get saved from all the wrongs and the harms which are prevalent so much amongst us everywhere.